Okay, let's begin our discussion of this tonight's topic that we've never really touched on before. But it's about a topic that relates to our life and the reason that we do everything in our life. And a reality, we're talking about realities and kavanas. And it's really one question with a couple of answers. That's tonight's shmooze. And what does it have to do with the parsha? Again, Parshas Vayechi, interesting. Parshas Vayechi is about Yaakov dying. Parshas Chayesara is about Sarah dying, right? Vayechi, but it means they live on. They live on. But at the end of a person's life is the time really when Schar Va'onesh kicks in, ultimately, when Schar Va'onesh kicks in. So I thought maybe we'll talk a little bit about Schar Va'onesh. As we'll see, it's a crucial topic in our belief. But we'll talk about it through a question. Through a question on a couple of Gemaras. There are a number of Gemaras in Shas. We'll start with the Gemara in Brachas, Tav Chav Ches, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, one of the greatest Amoraim. Rabbi Zeira, who used to be Rav Zeira, then he became Rabbi Zeira. He made Aliyah, maybe against his Rebbeim's wishes. Then the Maseches Ksubis talks about he used to hide from his Rebbe when his Rebbe heard that he was making Aliyah, and he didn't want him to, but he became Rabbi Zeira. Rav became Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira gave Chalish Megirsay. When Rabbi Zeira got weak after a long day of learning, and he had no head for learning anymore. You know, some might have that feeling sometimes that at midnight, and you just had a day and been mentally focused for so long. Maybe you have it at 10 p.m. I don't know. But when he was weak from his learning, Havi Azul v'Yasav Apischa Deber Binasam Artuvi. He used to go sit at the door. Thank you very much. He used to go sit at the door of the Beis Medrash. Amar used to say, "Ki chalfi rabbanan," when the rabbis go by and go in and out, "az ekim kamayu," I'll be able to stand up for them when they pass me. "Ve akabel agra," and I'll get schar for that. And I'll get schar for that. That's the Gemara. First of all, just parenthetically, so he didn't have any koach to learn anymore, but he had koach to physically stand up. Usually we get physically tired, exhausted, but we could think and we could sit and learn. He had the opposite. He expended so much mental energy on his learning, on his focus, he was wiped. He couldn't focus, but he could do physical, you know, exertion. He'd be able to stand up and sit down. But it's interesting. This is one of the greatest, holiest Amoraim. And what did he say? "Yeah, I'm going to go there because I'm going to get some schar. I'm going to get some reward." Not something that we usually associate with the Kadosh individuals. Right? Kadosh individuals. Or, another example. Gemara Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Zayin. Remember something to say? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, Avi Kazli Borcha, they were going on the way. Matal Anitre Shvili, they came, there was a fork in the road. They had to go down one of the roads in front of them. And they didn't know which one, because each one of them, there was no clean road, let's call it. There was no road that was totally spiritually safe. There were two roads, both dangerous. Chad Patsi Apischa Davaros Gochavim, one of them went down a road of Avodah Zarah. V'chad Patsi Apischa de Bezonos, and one went down a Bezonos. So do you put yourselves into the Avodah Zarah situation or the Gili Arayah situation? Which one? So Amar Lechalachavri. So one said to the other, "Neizla pischa davaris gachavim." Let's go down the Avodah Zarah one. Denachas Yitzray, because the Yitzray was already killed. We know the Achikas Hakadola. The Gemara tells us in two places that they killed the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. Right, that's why nowadays we don't have any taiva to bow down to a tree. We think it's crazy. You read Sefer Malachim, you're like, what was it with them? Right? They couldn't stop. They couldn't stop worshiping Avodah. We can't fathom it. But it was such a taiva. There's even a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think it's Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, at the end of Shir one day, he said, "Rabosei, tomorrow we're going to talk about Menashe." He didn't call him Menashe HaMelech. And then that night he had a dream. Menashe came to him in a dream, and Menashe asked him a basic halakha question. "Where do you cut the bread from when you make a motzi? Where do you cut the bread from?" Rav Ashi's like, "I don't know." Menashe's like, you don't call me HaMelech, and you don't even know where to cut the bread from? I can't believe... So Rav Ashi, what would Rav Ashi answer? What would you find Rav Ashi answers? Rav Ashi answers, "What's the answer to the question?" That's all he's interested in. He says, "Tell me the answer. Where do you cut the bread from?" He's not saying, "Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know." But anyway, he tells him. But then he asks Menashe, "So if you know all this halacha, how could you do so much about Avodah Zarah? Menashe was one of the worst kings. He killed his own grandfather, Yishayahu HaNavi." Right? So how could he? So he says, "If you would have been alive during my time, you would have run after me and held my coattails up. The taiva was so strong for Avodah Zarah." But there was terror. So now it was killed. So let's go down that path because it's pretty safe. Armalei Idach, the other one says, no, Nezala Piskal de Bezonos. Let's go down the House of Zonos Street. V'nichbe Liyitzrin, and we'll be able to be overcome our taiva. Kovish Ar Yetzer v'nekabel Agra, and we'll be able to get schar for that. Again, we generally do not, again, a topic of another shir, but we don't assume that we're supposed to put ourselves into the situation of Nisyonos. We run away from Nisyonos. We run away from Nisyonos. But what's the pshat? What's the message of this Gemara? Let's go down this one because we'll be able to get schar. We're going to focus on that aspect, not on the aspect of putting yourself into a dangerous situation spiritually. That also is a problem. But we're going to focus on the schar. Right, Rashi quotes that Gemara and Sanhedrin Slamat Dalet about it. But the question is, schar? Do we do mitzvahs for schar? Reb Zeira went and said, I'm going to go sit there so I can get schar. Right, the Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, let's go down there, get schar. And not only that, it's even Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem tells this to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota. Yud Dalet, Darash Rav Simloi. Mibnei Man Isavar, Moshe Rabbeinu Likon Nizlaret Yisrael. Why did Moshe desire so much? Why did he daven so hard? Did he want to eat from the delicious fruits of Eretz Yisrael? To be satiated. Here too, there's some great restaurants in Eretz Yisrael. So, why do you want to go in so badly? There's so many mitzvos to do in Eretz Yisrael. And I haven't been able to do them. The Ein Miskayim in Elab Eretz Yisrael, and you can only fulfill them there. Ekanes Ani La'aretz Kedesh Yiskayim Mukulan Al Yadi. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael so that I can fulfill them. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, why do you want to go in so badly? Klumata Mavaki Shel Lekab Al Schar. What, you want to get the schar? Kili, you got it. I'll give you the schar. I'll give you the schar, Moshe. Don't worry about it. Malavan aliyalach ilasitem. He'll give him the schar. You think that's what Moshe is interested in? Right. The root problem is the third mission in Pirkei Avos. That's the problem with all these Gemaras. Right. Antigone Shisocha, the most famous thing he ever said. Right. Source number 5. Al tiyu kavadim amshamshin asarav. Amanas lekabal pras. Don't be a servant of God who serves in order to get a reward. Ela kavi kavadam shamshas rav shalom anas lekabal pras. Not to get a reward. So what are all these Gemaras talking about? Or Zera violated Antigonus' dictum? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem, I know you why you want to do it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do it. It's a famous story of the Gra. If you know it, it's famous. If not, it's not so famous. But we'll try to make it famous. Right, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, you know that story. He once told the Shliach, go find me an Esrog. Pay any amount of money. I need an Esrog. There was no Esrog in Vilna. Finally goes to the long-lost country. He finally gets an Esrog. He says, how much do you want? He's like, I want it for the Gra. He says, for the Gra? Wow. He says, I'm going to supply an Esrog to the Gra. He's like, I'll pay you any amount of money. He's like, okay, this is my price. I want the Gra's Olam Haba for this Esrog. It's like, the Gra says I should pay any price. But that's something. I think the Gra would want me to pay that price. Any amount of money. How could I say that? Any amount of his Olam Haba? He's like, oh, the Gra told me anything. Okay, what could I do? He shook on it. And he was so scared to go back to the Gra. And he goes back, finally, he says to the Gra. And the Gra's like, thank you so much, you got one. How much did it cost? He's like, he didn't really want to tell him. So finally, he says, no, tell me, how much was it? It's okay. So he tells him. And the Gra starts celebrating and starts dancing. And he's so happy. He's like, Rebbe, what? Are you just trying to control your anger? He says, no. He says, you don't understand. Every time I do a mitzvah, I've always had in the back of my mind, am I doing this l'shem shamayim? Am I doing this totally for Hashem? Or do I have some negiyas? Do I have some personal ratzon in it? He says, now I know there's nothing in it except doing what Hashem wants. I'm not getting any Olam Haba. So I don't know how exactly it worked anyway. How could you sell Olam Haba for a mitzvah? But anyway, the girl was pretty confident that it worked, and therefore he was able to do the mitzvah Bishlei Musa without any other kavanas. But either way, what exactly is going on here? So even Moshe Rabbeinu had this? And just to relate it to our Masechta, the Gemara says you're a great person even if you do a mitzvah. Amanas lekabal pras. Right? Remember the Gemara in Psachem Davches? Gemara says, you give tzedakah al manas. Ha'omer sela zulit staka b'shul sheyichya b'ni sheyaben olam haba. Harei zet tzadik gamur. You're not just somebody who gets by. Tzadik gamur. Okay, Tosas talks about it there, and we shouldn't talk about it there. Maybe if we get up today, we'll see. But what's going on here? So before we answer the question, just two ha'aris about that Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment. So the Mishnah said in source number 5, Aleph Gimel, many Mishnayos, just a word of background, many Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos have a lot of different ideas within the Mishnah. And one of the challenges and fun feats that one has when learning Pirkei Avos is to try to connect the ideas within the Mishnah. Because it must be that if this person always said these three things, right, Emar Mad, Vasei Arbeav, it must be that they're connected somehow. It doesn't have to be, but Mistama. So there are two parts to this Mishnah, though. The part that we just read, right? We have a Tekedesh Yisocho said, "Have a Makabel." I'm sorry. Al Tiyu Kavadim Am Shamshen Asarav Amanas Lakabel Pras. Don't the Avadim who serve the master Amanas to get a reward, but be Shalom Amanas Lakabel Pras. But there's four more words in the Mishnah. Vihi Moreh Shamayim Aleichem. And the fear of God, the fear of heaven should be upon you. What's the connection between those two parts of the Mishnah? Don't serve Hashem amanas lekabel pras, and vihi moreh shamayim aleichem. What is the connection between the two? So two ideas. Number one is Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, previous chief rabbi of Tel Aviv now, in the Sefer Yachal Yisrael, which is an amazing set on Pirkei Avos. If you're looking for a set on Pirkei Avos, if you want a one-volume set, so that's not this. This is six volumes. Fat volume on each one. So we'll get to a couple of Mefarshim, other Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos soon. Besides the classic ones, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, Rashi, obviously. But other than that, if one wants to expand, but Rabbi Lau was great. So there he says, this Mishnah really follows on the previous Mishnah. Remember the previous Mishnah? Al Shlosh Nedvarim Ha'olam Ha'Meid. Al HaTorah Va'Avod Val Gimel Chasadim. The previous Mishnah was what we have to do. This Mishnah is how we have to do it. That's the relationship between Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Beis, what do we have to do in life? Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, the three Amodim. How do we have to do it? This is how we have to do it. Kayam Kesher Yashir, he says, Bein Divrei HaRav LeVein Divrei HaTalmud. The Rav, Shimon HaTzadik, Dibra HaShloshet Dvarim Shaleim Omid Olam, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. His Talmud Atikonis said, yes, that's true, but I'm telling you how you have to do it. Ani Mosif, Shekol Shloshes Advar Ma'alalu, Libet HaTorah, V'kiyim Shtei Chalkei Halacha L'Maisa. You have to do it in this fashion. What's the message of this fashion? So what's the how? How do you understand this Mishnah? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his commentary, also a beautiful commentary on Pirkei Avos, in the Emes Liakov, it was printed posthumously, came out a number of years ago, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in source number 8, it's simple, it's obvious, but he says it so beautifully. Ava Nira. Serve Hashem. Don't serve Hashem amanas to get a reward. Meaning, Avas Hashem. Just do it because you love Hashem. But what's the second half? Vihi moreh shamayim aleichem. But you have to have Yiras Hashem too. You can't live a life with just one and not the other. We think Ava is it. Did we speak about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem last year? I don't know, maybe that was 2 years ago, so we'll do it again, maybe later this year. But Avin, the relationship between the two. But Rabbi Yaakov says, Tzarech ha'adam l'kabel olav his malchus Hashem b'shnei mahalchim. Echad, shalom anas l'kabel pras. Hayinu avodah me'ava. Beis, mor shamayim, avodah me'ira. Ve'ein la'adam l'histapig l'avodah Hashem rak be'echad m'shnei mahalchim ha'ilu. You can't just have one of these. Because even one might think that Ava is okay by itself. It's not. There has to be a balance between Ava and Yira. Ki lefamim, lo taspik lo Ava. Sometimes Ava is not enough. Lefamim, techlash etz lo Yira. And sometimes the Yira will be too weak. V'rak betzirav shel shnei mahalchim, yavtiach emuna shlema. Sometimes if there's too much Ava, then there's no limitations and there's no boundaries. I remember why by Har Sinai, over and over again, tell them not to go up on the mountain. Tell them not to go up the mountain. Why was there such a danger? Because when you saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe there might be such an ava that you're just going to run. You're just going to run without borders. Maybe there's such a great ava that I'll try to create my own service of Hashem. Some suggest that was the problem of Nadav and Avihu. What did Nadav and Avihu do? They brought a strange fire. What does that mean? They were on fire for Avodas Hashem. But you can't be on fire and make up your own rules in the Beis HaMikdash. Unbridled ava is dangerous. And of course, just yira is dangerous too. That's not the ultimate. If we just focus on yira, we walk around paralyzed. So then that's also not a full, complete avoda. And that's how he, I think we had a shiur about this last year, I don't remember, that's how he answers Tosfos's kasha. Tosfos in Shabbos Peches. Right, Tosfos that says, if the Jew said, the same Omen of Gemara, Peches Amar Aleph, Nasev and Ishma, Kof and Amar Kegigas. Again, topic of another shiur, but Tosfos asks, how do you put those two chazals together? We said Nasev and Ishma, willingly, Hashem forced to put the mountain over our head. What do we need the mountain over our head for if we said Nasev and Ishma? Many answers given to the question. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Nasev and Ishma was Ahavas Hashem, but Hashem knew that just Ahava is not a proper Kabbalah. They're not going to be able to last. So he had to force us to be able to have the balance of the Ahava and the Yira. Ava and the Yira. The Kishakivu as a Torah of Amr Nasa Venishma, Kiblu Meava, Avom Yira, Dain Lonisu. And that's why they had to do it in this way. That's the how. The what in life is Torah Voda Gimilat Chasadim. That's Shimon Atzadik in Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, Antigone Shisocha tells us, how do we do it? It's a balance of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Don't serve Amanas L'Kel Apras. That means Avas Hashem. V'mor Shemayim Aleichem. And that's Yiras Hashem. So that's a little bit about the Mishnah. But let's get back, though, to our question. How did these Amoraim, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yonasan, even Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it mean, Nekabel Schar? And this isn't just a kasha on a gemara. This is about our life. So what are we supposed to think about? Is it okay to think about schar? Is it okay to think about reward? So a couple of approaches. First few are in the Medrash Shmuel. The Medrash Shmuel is a shita mukubetzes on Pirkei Avos. It's one volume. It's the classic compilation, early Achron, but he quotes Meiris, Abarbanels, Rashi. He quotes all the early Achron, but he's called. If look on the first page of the Medrash Shmuel, it says Shita Mukubetzes. He's not the Shita Mukubetzes, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenaz. He's not Shita Mukubetzes, one of the Rebbeim of the Arizal. He's not him, right? But he is a Shita Mukubetzes, a commentary that gathers many different mafarshim. So here you have, and classically, he'll quote a kashya, he'll quote a couple of pirushim. So there, on the Mishnah, you have a couple of pshatim in front of you. Number one, source number nine. V'aderech harishon shalo, efshar, shekivin elav Rashi, b'kitzel l'shono. Look at Rashi on the Mishnah. We have Rashi on Pirkei Avos. Right, just like we have Rashi on everything else. Right. Just writing Rashi on everything would be an unbelievable feat. Now, we don't always think about, Rashi is unreal. We know that, but he should even be more unreal to us every day. Just writing Rashi, not even thinking about what you're saying. If you would just write Rashi on a couple of leaves, which that's what Rashi like wrote on, what else did he have? You know, he had paper with quill and ink and dipping in. How long would it take to write Rashi on Chumash? How long would it take to write Rashi on Yehoshua? Divrei Hayamim? It's just writing it. Kal v'chomer, you know what who he was. His grandson Rabbeinu Tam once said, "I could fathom how Rashi wrote his commentary on Shas. We can't, but he can. I could fathom how he wrote his commentary on Shas. I can't fathom how he wrote his commentary on the Torah." So we think like Rashi. Okay, Rashi on the Torah. I mentioned, you know how many commentaries there are about Rashi on the Torah? Explaining Rashi al-Torah, more than any other sefer. besides the Torah itself. 600 Pirushim on Rashi al HaTorah. It's unbelievable. Right? Rashi, what does the Gemara say? You have to Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Two Psukim and then Targum also. And all of a sudden, Rashi counts. So when Rashi counts, how could Rashi count for the din of the Gemara? Shnai Mikra Targum. Uncle is? Okay, Uncle is. Yori Shammai and the Shulchan Aruch says do both. Fine. But Rashi counts. How could Rashi count? The other Rishonim said Rashi counts. Somehow the other Rishonim also realized Rashi. Rashi is unbelievable. He's just Rabban Shel Yisrael, but he got in there. Right? The Ramban calls him Lo Mishpat HaBechorah. That's what the Ramban calls him in his Hakdama al HaTorah. Rashi is Lo Mishpat HaBechorah. So he says, with all that background, Rashi on Pirkei Avos. So what does Rashi say? One line. Amanaslak shalo lekabel pras shalo tomar akaye mitzvahs bari kidei sheyaspek litzarchi. I shouldn't do mitzvahs so that Hashem gives me what I need. Ela avod mi'ava v'yimar shemayim aleichem. Lefi she'ein schar mitzvahs ba'olam hazeh. Shenemar anochi mitzavcha hayom. Hayom la'sosam v'lo hayom litos schara. What's the problem that Antigone Shesofo has? You can't do mitzvahs amanaslak kabel pras in this world. That's the inappropriate kavana. If a person does mitzvos to say, I want to get Olam Haba, there's nothing wrong with that. You want to be close to Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, and that's why you wear tzitzis? Is there anything wrong with that kavana? That's amazing. That's beautiful. That's the point. That all those Rishonim, I mean, all the Rishonim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Reb Zera, right, they weren't doing this for purposes other than, you know, schar in the future. The problem is only schar in this world. Lefishim yavod adam is baruch. They shiaspel tzorach olam hazeh. Aye, there are two hands up. You're probably going to say, aye, what about the Gemara Msachim? Right, I'm sheyichya bini. Olam hab is okay. Okay, stucka might be different. That Gemara Msachim. Stucka is a different type of mitzvah. The Gemara says you're allowed to test Hashem with stucka, but that's different. But that is approach number one. And just, it's even meduyak, and then I'll take the question. If you turn the page for a second, and then we'll get back. If you look in the Baruch Sha'amar, source number 10, the Baruch Sha'amar is Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima is his most famous sefer, but he also has the Baruch Sha'amar on Siddur. And a Baruch Sha'amar Haggadah, and he also has the Tosefes Bracha on Chumash. So there he says in the Baruch Sha'amar, we know the Gemara talks about there are two types of conditions you can make. You can make a condition, different Lashonos. Hare ze la'achar, you can also say Almanas. Right? Almanas. The Gemara says Almanas is Kameach Shav Dami. Almanas always goes L'mafreya. Almanas is always L'mafreya. It starts right now. So he says, look at the words of Antigone Shesocha. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Almanas. L'kabel pras. Almanas Kameach Shav Dami. You want it now. So that's the problem. To get schar and all of my butt, that's fine. That's fine. So that's option number one. Option number one. Yes.
Let's just say, based on my connection, you're saying this relates to the previous Mishnah that I was talking about what this world stands on. So then how do you...
This world stands on, and therefore, and don't do mitzvos to get schar in this world. In this world. Don't get schar in this world. Okay, number one. Number two. Second idea, well, similar, we'll get back to later, but number two is, if you look at the Gemara's, he says, Veli Nira on the bottom of source number nine now, it could just be they're just stating a reality. Harder to put in the Gemara in Sota. But some of the other Gemaras, Rabbi Zera says, I'm going to go stand up and get schar. That's a truism. It doesn't mean that they're doing it for that purpose. So that helps some of the Gemaras. That helps some of the Gemaras, not all of them, but that helps some of them. But let's get to the third idea on the bottom left now. The third idea he quotes, he says, if you look back at the Mishnah, you don't catch this until he points it out. The Mishnah switches Lashonos. Al ti kavadam amsham shen sarav manas lakabel pras. El avi kavadam amsham shen sarav shalom manas lakabel pras. Don't be an Eved that's Mishamish Arav, if you were writing the Mishnah, and you were talking about an Eved, what does an Eved do? An Eved is Oved. A Shamish is Mishamish. Why does the Mishnah talk about an Eved being Mishamish? Right, there are two words. There's avdus and there's shimush. So shouldn't you use a parallel lashon for the noun and for the verb? Why doesn't he say, don't be an eved ha-oved amanas, or don't be a shamish who is mishamish? Why does he switch? Again, don't be ke-eved ha-mishamish as a rav, ela be ken-eved shalom amanas l'kal apras. So he says, the pasach b'lashon avadim v'siyim b'lashon mishamshin. The avadim meimer kavadim ha-ovdim o kim shamashim mishamshim. V'hine, what's the difference between shamash and eved? V'hine yesh hefresh bein lashon avoda lo lashon shimush. There's a difference between the two. Ki avoda yikare kol davar hakashe. Avoda is tough work. Avoda's perech. Avoda is tough work. Avodas ha'aretz, charisha zriya. Avoda is from a lashon of an eved who's kanui la'avod kol avodaso. Shimush is a lesser commitment. A mishamish. It's mishamishim. You could also have a mishamish of a rebbe. Who is the mishamish of the rebbe? When you talk about a Talmud and a Rebbe, it's shimush. So what's Antigonus driving at? Avodah is more serious. We are avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehotzianu Meiris Mitzrayim. V'asi imano nisim neflos. Hashem took us out. V'kivan shekein. Ultimately, we should be avadim ha'ovdim. That's what Hashem demands of us. That's what we should do. Hayaroya leinu avod avodas avodim avodas masa kol tayag mitzvos yomim v'layla lo nishbos milava kol avodas adoneinu amelech. If we were avadim ha'ovdim, then schar is not a problem. If we were on certain levels of perfection, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rabbi Zera, like Rabbi Yonasan, so then if you're doing everything you're supposed to do, you're on those levels, close to perfection, you're an Eved HaOved, that's fine. But that's not what Antigonus is talking about. Don't be an Eved HaMishamesh. If we're an Eved, we're supposed to be an Eved, but we're only getting to the level of Mishamesh. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he can't ask for schar. Because we're not doing a perfect job. Whatever he gives us, he gives us. But we always have to recognize that there's so much more for us to do. Tanoim Amoraim, okay. They're on levels. They have baskols coming out from Shamayim. They're meeting Elio Anavi. You know, they have different, they're in a different reality than we are. Misha Ye'eved Ne'emon, a Mekayim called Torkoro Me'alef Atav. But Zelodibur Antigonus, that's fine. Vishka Ze'ef Sharshu Rashoy Lavo Kedila Kabal Pras. Velodibur Antigonus El Echlala Sa'am, he talks about us. He talks about us, the realities. We're Avadim HaMishamshin. Halavai, we should be Avadim HaOvdim. But that's the reality. That's a third idea. Really a second, but in our list a third. But two more fundamental answers. We didn't get to the most popular answer that's given. The most popular suggestion given by the Achronim is given by the Maharsha in Sota on that Moshe Rabbeinu Gemara. It's given by the Baruch Sha'amar, mentions it in source number 12. It's given by many. Rav Avadya Yosef in his commentary, if you want a fascinating commentary on Pirkei Avos, Rav Avadya. Anaf Eitz Avos, one volume. It's almost all stories. It's tons of stories. Must have been a little sichashir that he gave over. He has varts and questions and answers, but he has many fascinating stories also. Anaf Eitz Avos. So first the Marsha, he was the earliest. The Marsha says there's a difference between mitzvahs you have to do and voluntary mitzvahs. A mitzvah that you have to do You can't ask for schar. You have to do that. Hashem wants you to do it, you do it. There's no kavana for schar when it comes to a mitzvah chiyuvis. If I'm volunteering something, if I'm doing something that I don't have to do, so then I have more flexibility. I don't have to do this. I'm doing it. Hashem, help me out. Come on. I'm lahavdil. You scratch my back. I'm doing something extra. So if you do something extra, you can ask a favor. I'm doing you a favor. You do me a favor. Right? Kind of like the, I didn't give it to you, but kind of like the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chaf. Remember the Gemara, the Malachi Asharis ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you show favoritism to the Jewish people? It's not fair. Why do you show favoritism? Hashem says, what do you want from me? My Torah says they have to bench only when they're satiated. They bench on a Kezias and a Kebetza. They go above and beyond for me. I'm not going to go above and beyond for them. So that's the Gemara. I should have put it here. Apologize, but just thought of it now. That's the Gemara Brachas, Chafim Abes. So that's this idea. Says the Marsha, V'yesh Lomar. He has the Kasha on Moshe Rabbeinu. Hainu b'mitzvah sh'nischayev b'kfar. Aval hacha sh'adayin lo bal Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is not in Eretz Yisrael yet. He wants to go in to do the mitzvahs, but he has no chiyev right now to do trumas and maisras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ratza sh'yichayevu. So Hashem says, okay, I'll give you the schar, because right now it's voluntary for you. You don't have to, so I'll give you the schar. The Baruch Shamar also. Rock b'mitzvah shechiyuvan kavu avakayim b'li lamana man mila tzitzis tefillin matzah shofar lulav sukkah, all those mitzvahs kvuos. What does Reb Zera want to do? Go put me by the door so I can go stand up for the rabbis. You don't have to do that. What's he going to sit by the door for? Let him go to sleep. He has no chiyuv to do that. Those rabbis walking down the street. First of all, they could have gone down the avodah zarah path. Right? They didn't have to go down this and get schar. I don't know, they could have just stayed home. They could have just like slept where they were. But again, it wasn't a situation of chiyuv. And that's why. If we're doing something that we don't have to be doing, then there's a little more flexibility in having some kavanas of Hashem, come on, please. Help me out. The Gra, Rav Adi Yosef in his commentary, quotes from the Gra, on quotes, maybe this is what Karita, we're not going to read it, but he quotes stories about Rus also there, that maybe a ger, the Gra says, maybe a ger, everything was voluntary. His whole life was voluntary to become a Jew. So maybe explaining Psukim by Rus, like she could always do it. Hashem's going to pay you back because everything was voluntary. Your whole life is voluntary. Rus, I said, Kiyores, Tal Hisabach, Glus, Mitzrayim. And he quotes his Beduyik in some Sukkim there. So it's interesting, this approach that you could ask for schar when it comes to mitzvahs that you don't have to do, it's not a steer, but it's interesting just to formulate, to work it out with the Gemara in Kiddushin and Baba Kama and a few places where the Gemara says, source 14, Gadol HaMitzuvah V'yoseh, greater is the one that does mitzvahs when they're commanded than the one that they're not commanded. Okay, so it's not a stira. That's true. It's great to do mitzvahs that you're commanded, but you're allowed to ask for schar on the ones that you're not commanded. Not ask for schar. You're going to get schar no matter what. But you could do it with a kavana for schar. So just to say a word about that. So how do those two things work together?
You're greater because you can't ask for schar.
You're greater because you can't ask for schar? Right, because now you're doing Golem Azubiyosa because you can't do it on Manas L'Kabel Schar. Okay? What do the Rishonim say? Why is Gadol Silviosa, right? You might think just the opposite. If you have to do it, okay, fine. That doesn't show such great Ava. If you're volunteering, that shows... So you're right. It might show something different when you're volunteering. Tosfos says, there in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph, to hear at the Heino time of the Mishim Mitzuba V'yosa Adif, Lafisha Doegu Mitztar Yoser, Pen Yavar, V'misha Eim Mitzuba, Sheish Lo Pas Pasal, Shemir Si Yaniach. You're under a lot more pressure when you're Mitzuba V'yosa. If it's a preseason game, you know, who cares? You'll take risks, you'll shoot around, you're relaxed. But if it's
if it counts, it's you're much more pressurized, right? If you're if it's on the test, you're much more pressurized. So mitzvah v'yoseh. But the Ritva there in Kiddush Laman Aleph quotes Rabbeinu Agadol, usually the Ramban, says the Rabbeinu Agadol, Shah mitzvos ein alano asakal yisbarach ha-mitzvah mitzav el ezakos einu. Mitzvahs aren't for Hashem, they're for us. Mishu mitzaveh kiyem gzeres ha-melech. If Hashem asks you to do something, there's nothing greater than doing what He asked. That's like Gadol Mitzvah V'yoseh. Hashem asks you to do something, and you do it. You don't reach a higher level. You do something that Hashem didn't ask? Okay, that's nice. But if you do something that Hashem asked, that's the greater, and the most schar comes from when you do something Hashem asks. He says that beferish. Av hu roi l'kabal schar. Sorry, I skipped a line. L'fichach scharo meruba yoser mizesh lokim mitzvah zamelech. Your schar is more if you're mitzvah v'yoseh. So maybe not exactly what you said, but maybe that's the point. The schar is greater than mitzvah v'yoseh. You can't do it for the schar. By a mitzvah that's not so overflowing with the schar, okay, maybe that doesn't reflect anything negatively. Okay, you do it for the schar. But a mitzvah v'yoseh, they get so much, you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You can't do that for the schar. Do it because Hashem told you to do it. If Hashem didn't tell you to do it, okay. But Hashem's giving you so much schar for this, but just do it because Hashem told you to do it. So again, it's interesting. We could talk more about the relationship between our topic and Gadol Mitzvah V'yoseh, but just food for thought. One final thought, though. One final suggestion. I didn't see this in the sources, but I think it's a possibility. Maybe all of these Gemaras, they don't really mean that they're doing it with this Kavana. It's all just like what we would call a Lashon Melitza. It's just a usage of language. Maybe Rabbi Zeira, by saying, I'm going to go and be Makabal Schar, you know what he's really doing? He's declaring that he believes in Schar Va'onesh. That's the Yesod. It's not that I'm going to get the schar, but I believe that there's a purpose in life and Hashem cares about what I do. And everything in life has a result, a natural result coming of it. Not that I'm going to do it for the schar v'onesh, but I'm doing this mitzvah, right, by saying I'm going to sit over there and stand up for them and get schar. I'm going to do something that I know has ramifications in Shamayim and I believe in schar v'onesh. Right, after all, if you look on that Mishnah, there's a much as us Rambam on Antigonus Socho. Right, he had two students that misunderstood what he said. Right, because what did he say? He said, don't serve Hashem a manas l'kabal pras, ela shelo a manas l'kabal pras. Don't serve Hashem on condition, not on condition to get a reward. Again, not on condition, shelo a manas l'kabal pras. But his students thought he said, Almanas shelo l'kabal pras. Not shelo almanas l'kabal pras. You're going to get reward, but don't do it for that. But almanas shelo l'kabal pras. They thought, his students were Tzaduk and Baitus, right? They thought that he said, oh, you're not going to get schar for mitzvahs. And that's why, partially, they threw it all away. Stukim, Tzaduk. He wanted to throw, the Rambam explains, he wanted to throw everything away. But if he threw everything away, then nobody would believe him. So he had to at least keep Torah Shebichsav. That's a very important Rambam. So on that Mishnah, right? He wanted to throw away everything, but then nobody would have believed him. So he at least kept Torah Shebichsav. But meaning, the yesod of the Mishnah is Schar Va'onesh. And they messed up, and they thought that he was rejecting Schar Va'onesh. But maybe that's the message of these sources. Not that it's for the Schar, but they were saying, I believe in it. We know this is one of the 13 principles of faith. Turn the page, Schar Va'onesh. Right on the back page, source 19. The 11th Yesod, right, the 11th Animamin, the 11th Yesod, I believe in Schar Va'onesh. Even the Sefer Ha'ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, right, one of the great works, right, when you talk about the great philosophical works, the Mor Nevuchim, the Sefer Ikarim, Chovos HaLavavos, Sefer HaKuzari. They're all different. But those are four of the major, if not the major, philosophical works amongst the Rishonim. The Sefer Ikarim only has three Yesodos. The Rambam has 13. But even the three that he has, what are they? Torah Man HaShemayim, Mitzias Hashem, and Schar Va'onesh. I gave them to you on the top of the page. Right? Hashem exists, Torah comes from him, and Schar Va'onesh. See, even he has, it's only has three, but he has Schar Va'onesh. Because that's the Yesod and what we believe in. Because that's the purpose of our life, to recognize that what we do makes a difference. And what we do, Hashem cares about. And there's a system set up. If there was no such thing as Schar Va'onesh, the whole world wouldn't make sense. If we didn't have free choice. Right? Imagine the Hashem creating the world for animals, and there were only animals in the world. Okay, it's a bit nice for the animals. But like, is that the purpose of the world? For animals just to wake up and eat and procreate and die? Animals serve Hashem in some indirect way, yes. But is that the purpose of the world? Would that reflect perfection? The purpose of the world is Hashem created beings that have choice to serve him. And when they succeed and they serve him based on their choice and they accept his malchus, that's the purpose of life. So it's not doing it almanas in these sources, but it's doing it with a recognition that I believe that what I'm doing is important and has ramifications, and I believe in schar va'onesh. And that's something that we always have to think about. Everything in life, everything we do in life. Right, a little bit later, hopefully we'll say amapio. We'll say amapio with a little more kavana. I get schar for that. Every little thing we do. Right, I say abori nefashos. Right, I say ala michya. Right, for some. Right, whatever it is. But everything is a schar va'onesh. But the point is not to do it almanas. Again, so we learn something from each approach, right? We learn something about schar in this world, schar in the next world. We learn about the being an eved versus being a shamish. We learn about mitzvahs we have to do, a mitzvahs that we choose to do. But we also learn just to believe in this yesod. And that we can take with us as we move this week into the last parsha of the Avos, Chazak Chazak, and we go from the world of families to the world of nation, right? That's what we're moving from Vayechi to Shmos. So we should all recognize that Yaakov Avinu, his legacy to us, was to recognize that every action counts. Every action counts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, keeps a record of it. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavin, and we should be zocheh to have a lot of mitzvos in our book. Okay, we'll stop here.